We come from different races. We come from different religions. a product that nobody wants. So they've timed it from a marketing point of view, and they've supported it with a multi-million dollar PR blitz. But their product is a deadly distraction, bristling with nasty side effects and violating international law. Speaking as a business person, if I put this product out on the market, my shareholders would have my head. This is a war based on lies. The connection between Saddam and Al-Qaeda is a lie. The idea that Saddam is capable of attacking the U.S. is a lie. And a war of so-called surgical strikes is a lie. Many thousands of people, fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, will be killed in this war. Yet there is no imminent threat to the security of America that justifies sending our brave men and women in uniform off to die. And the idea that the people of Iraq, who have already been terrorized by the loss of 500,000 of their children due to U.S.-led sanctions, the idea that these mothers and fathers want to be liberated by being bombed by the United States is absurd. The Bush administration is engaged in the most extreme form of power politics that I've ever seen. What their actions are saying is that we are the biggest, baddest bully on the block, and therefore we can make and break the law as we see fit. We are told that we are to attack Iraq because Saddam Hussein has violated UN resolutions. But just to put it in perspective, let's look at the U.S. record. The U.S. has repeatedly violated and continues to violate the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The U.S. pulled out of the Indian Treaty. The U.S. has refused to ratify the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. The U.S. has scuttled the Biological Weapons Treaty because we wouldn't agree to inspection. And we forced out the head of the Chemical Weapons Convention who was trying to bring Iraq into the fold. The last time UN weapons inspectors were in Iraq, the U.S. violated regulations by using them as spies. And now we have the Bush Doctrine of Preemptive War, which states that we can attack any country that we think might attack us, although I do not believe it gives that right to other countries. But enough about war and lost lives and the rule of law. I mean, let's talk about money. Because after all, I'm a businessman, and money's my name.
I think it's really interesting.
I've got a chart here that gives you an idea of how our government has been spending. Now, this is a big graph, but this is a big chart. So if you look at that first line up there, that's how much money the U.S. spends on children's health care, $40 billion. The next line is how much the U.S. spends on K-12 education, about $30 billion. The next line is how much we spend on higher education, about $15 billion. The next line is job training, $8 billion. The next line is affordable housing, $30 billion. The next line is environmental protection, $8 billion. And the next line, the one that they are pulling out right now, is how much the U.S. spends on the Pentagon budget. And that equals $355 billion every year. And it's on a ribbon because that line goes up. record, we could curb the disease. And for $1 million a year, we could provide complete public financing of all federal elections, allowing us to really absolutely get money out of politics for $1 billion a year.
Stephanie, this is Vincent Irene with Blast Furnace Radio in Pittsburgh, and you are in Iraq, and you witnessed firsthand what is going on there. You've been traveling around the country persuading people to stop this awful war. How have you found it in talking to people throughout the country?
I think overall there's a real interest and thirst for knowledge on the part of the American public, the people that we're meeting with. And that's really because we are living in an information embargo here in the United States. All we hear about from Iraq is what we hear of one person, Saddam Hussein. But Iraq is a country of 23 million people, most of whom have suffered greatly in the last 12 years of economic sanctions. And they are the real targets of this policy, and any talk of new war is going to most directly affect them.
And so how are you welcomed from city to city?
we get great turnouts at our talks, a lot of questions, and it's not just, you know, people who already think, well, yeah, what you're doing is right and we want more info. It's also folks who aren't convinced, you know, and have only heard much of the rhetoric that comes from the State Department, et cetera. But I really feel that people do leave with a certain greater amount of knowledge, and that's what's, you know, fueling our work.
Okay, thank you. This is Stephanie, who's with Voices in the Wilderness here in Washington, D.C. with Blast Furnace Radio.